Another more says, Minon and Mili, how do we know this from? Rashi says, to Nosa Vitamach Yovim Alehim, Bain the Dabbish Shesh Pelmatim, Bain the Dabbish Shalmatim, how do we know that a Kopan and Nosa and the Yisat Tami Ischal, even in the things of the Mishnah, even though there's no Matirim? So Mosa says like this, because we need the Tami and Barhutan price like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say in Svara, Ein Chayovim Mishum Tumo, Ela the Dabbish Shesh Lamatirim. Really in Svara, I would have thought to say that if the Kain is Tami, and eats, let's say, the Kainitz in the Mishnah, he should not be Chayiv Misa. I would have thought to say, Yoni Chayiv Misa, if he eats something that has Matim, only looks like the bosom of the carbon. And really, the Dinu, there's a swirl like that. Or Ma Pigel, Ma Duch, the Psil of Pigel, should be the Achas. It's enough the fact that, let's say, you eat Pigel, and then later, Bishayger, you didn't realize it, and then later you find out it was Pigel, as long as you find out later, you have to bring carbon Chattis. And also when you bring the korban for korban kavua, it's a korban chatas, there's no way out to bring birds or a mincha. And also when you hit the mikrolei, there's never a place that you're allowed to eat pigle. So the yisit pigle is a chomadika psul. Still, ein chayovim menu adover shreish lamatirim. The yisit pigle is only chal upon something that has something to be matter it, like the bosser of the korban or the leftovers of the mincha. You could, the kohen can only eat the leftover of the mincha after you made the kmitza. So the kmitza is the matirim, therefore the rest of it has the yisa pigel. So madich this chomadich of psula pigel is only chal on something that has matirim. If so, tuma, that's a more kaldik of psul, this avera of tuma, not eat kachem in your tummy. She bishtayadiyas, yoni chayiv, if you have to first know that you were tummy, and then you forgot you were tummy and you ate the kachem. And the lady remembered that you ate it when you were tummy, that's when you have to bring a korban. But only if you knew about it first. And also, even after you find out about it, the korban is only the yoret. What type of korban you have to bring, it depends on how much you can afford. Whether it's a behemoth or leifus or mincha. You see, it's more cow than the yoinish. And also, the yitam mekloloi. There is certain times that you're allowed to do the avoidi betuma. If the oats, the korban seedra, the oats seedra is tummy, you're allowed to do the avoidi betuma. So this Yisr Tumma is Hutta Mekloloi. And so since it's a more cow and easy, a simple, isn't it as far to say, Shemariye Chayiv Elo Adobe Shreish Lamatirim. Ruadin, the Yisr Tumma should only be chal on the bosser of the korban, or on the shrine of the mincha, something that has needed to matter, that you have a matirim. But like in our Mishnah, all these things, the Mishnah, since there's no matirim on them, I would have thought and swore to say the Yisr Tumma is not chal upon them. I guess we say no, Talmud Lema, the price come teaches no. The Pasuk says that the Pasuk Emor Aleihem with the Reseichem Polish Asher Yikrov because Aleichem. The Pasuk continues on there that the Tumma is not in the bringer of your tummy. The Renzu of Solidashim Bechol HaKotchim across the Medaber. Mash many type of a Kotchim, it says Dam Emor Aleihem with the Reseichem Polish Asher Yikrov because Aleichem. Mash, many types of the korban you bring, there's this issa not to eat it or not to do the avodah when you're tummy. So mash, makola kachim, Rashi says, ben yesh le matirim, ben yesh le matirim. Even the avodah of the kemitza, or even of eating the kemitza, even though there's no matirim to it, still you have the issa tumma applies to it. So it gets the other exact question of the issa tumma applies, even though there's no matirim. The other one says, yech, I would have thought to say, yech, yevim alei miyad, maybe once a man, but the din tumma, maybe you'd be high over the yisr of tumma right away. Rashi says, Yochel imu dover shlesh tumma. Let's say this tumma needs a matir. Let's say the bosser of a korban. I would have thought to say still, Yechayev molo mishum tumma miyad, kredim shiku the matir, even before you make those rikas of the korban, if you eat the bosser in your tumma, maybe you'd be high in misa. And the yosin shem le matirin, Yechayev malayim, Mishum tumma liyal to kodim shinasna bakli. Like I would have thought to say, maybe tumma so chomer, right away, as soon as you makdish to behemah, if you eat it when you're tummy, you chayiv misa. And this thing more says, no, Talmud, the Pasuk says here, Asher Yaakov. It says, Emor Aleihem at Reseichem Kolish Asher Yaakov. It says, Lashon of Asher Yaakov. But really the word Yaakov means just coming close, just touching it. So Omer Abelezer says, V'chiyesh negeyesh u'chayiv. Is it such an issa that just by touching it you become chayiv misa? It's not true. Even though you're tummy, if you touch kachim for that alone, you're not chayiv misa. So what does the pasuk mean to say Yechayiv Misa? Hakhet Teraz Kanat. The pasuk means like this: that Kol Dovish Yesh Lo Matirin Ein Chayav Matchi Yikrivu. Matirin. The pasuk means that Shayakrav, an extra pasuk, teaches us that you only have this issue of tumor if you brought the korban, if you did that korban you're supposed to. Asher Yakrav means to say if it's just like a korban or the shrine of the mincha, you're only over the issue of tumor if you brought the matirim, if you made this week as Adam, or if you burnt the kemitza. But the chodah, the shein la matirim, let's say the kemitza itself, or the mishnah levain or the keteris, and chayav v'machi yikadish b'kli, it still says the word Asher Yakrav, meaning to say that a korban, something has to be done to it. Not enough just you makbish it, but it has to be later that you put it into a klisharis. So the kemitza, even after the kohen takes the kemitza, if he doesn't put it into a klisharis, and he would eat it when he's chay, when he's tamei, he would not be chayiv misa. That's the pasuk Asher Yakrav, that you only chayiv the tamei, either you brought the matirim, or else even things that does not need matirim, but it has to be the matir that you put into a klisharis already. And Rashi says, This pasuk talks about tumah. How do we noise the same halacha also? So as she says, the noise also chil chil mitamek leminim esektas vachim. So therefore, noise and tumah both have these halachas that even though there's no material, still yechayiv, but you only yechayiv a korban you put it into a klisharis. Hashem can tigel. Tigel itself by the parsha of Shlomim, that's a parsha that has the matirim. So here we said the Yisra Tigel is only chal upon the basa after you bring the matirim. Or did on the shrine left over the mincha, only if you bring the shrine. Yeradu lecha chatasayf. In other Mishnah says, Vlad chatis, by korban chatis, that's in the keva. Let's say he gives birth and you have the baby, the Vlad chatis. Or also Tmuras chatis. Somebody went next to korban chatas with his behemoth chulin and said zu tacha zu. So he made a tumura from a chatas. Or else for chatas shemei sebeleo. Let's say Reuven did a chet and he set aside a korban chatas and then he died. So these three for sure the loch is yemeisu. No matter what happens, this is part of the five halachis the Meshem is seen there of the chamisha chatoris shemeisais. These three have no tumurim. He always go to misa. That the Vlad has to die, the Tumura has to die, and if the owner died, then his korban also goes to Misa. Now the next two halachas are, what's going to be Vishivu Shnosa? Let's say that he became too old, like certain Chatoish can only be when it's 1 year old. Let's say that became 2 years old already. Or else Vishavda, in the case where first you set aside one korban for the Chatis, and you lost it. Vinintzis, and then you set aside a second one, and then after you set aside a second one, you found the first one. Now, the nimtzas, when you found the first one, you found it to be a baal simun. When you found out it's a baal mum. So, loch was like this. If you already brought the second korban that you had already, then Thomas, then the one you find right now, has to go to Misa. And therefore, since it has to go to Misa, it did not make tumura right now. Since it's supposed to go to Misa, or any one of these, it's supposed to go to Misa, the Kedusha goes off it, it cannot make tumura anymore. And who Adin below Nenin, it's only with the Rabbanon, you shall have Anor from it, but the Lay Melin, with the Rice, if you have Anor from it, there's no Yisemilo. Since it's Holach Libud, therefore the Kedusha goes off it.